I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's what kind of weekend it was, Bo. Yes, yes, yes. Feel all right. Oh.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy today.
Puts you in a good, like,
just it does, dude.
Puts me in a good mood. I just got to see my favorite, one of my favorite people ever, Sam Crenshaw. So that always puts me in a good mood. And then Bo plays this. Abe, you might get through this show without me.
I'm getting attached to this song. The Legend album is like always the. Like, what do you want to listen to if you just want to feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bob Marley Legend album.
Just put it on.
It's the one. It's the one for me. Every song that just.
Anything by Bob. Exodus. And it, just put it on and just sit back and just let life just love on you. That's how I usually feel. I knew we were going to forget one, and I can't believe Brian Smith. The Virginia Tech, their entrance is maybe the best in college football.
Yeah, so I thought about that, and I know you mentioned Tennessee. I was trying to decide whether entrances are traditions how that kind of correlates, I guess.
Oh, you got to put the Virginia Tech. When they come in, they enter the same man. Because who did we have on this weekend? I mean, a camp that was Virginia Tech. We talked Diablo.
Divine.
Yeah. We talked to him about that because I think he went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Like, I know I saw, like, some people suggest, like, a Penn State whiteout.
That's which cool.
Is, yeah.
That's
no, cool. It is. I think Sandstorm at South Carolina.
Another awesome band.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of entrances that I think you can argue. But, I didn't know how to kind of value them in terms of tradition. Speaking of tradition, There's a guy returning to ESPN tonight that we haven't seen on ESPN in a long, long time. And I probably won't be awake for it. Maybe I will.
Mm-hmm.
There's Monday Night Football, which we'll talk about, Bengals and Commanders. We'll get to a no-huddle in just a moment. But after Monday Night Football, for the first time, Randy, in over 20 years,
man.
Rich Eisen is going to anchor the 11 p.m. edition or whatever time they end up starting of SportsCenter.
That's so cool, man. And I saw Ian Rappaport, he's doing Pat's show. And I was like, what the? And I was like, yeah, they are merging and all those different things.
Now, Pat didn't. He kind of just did his thing anyway, so
Pat
was wouldn't have mattered.
Give a damn. But no, I think it's so cool. I used to love Rich Eisen when him and Stuart Scott were always doing it back in the day. And obviously, Rich has been over at the NFL for years.
Yeah.
And so watching him tonight, if I'm up, I'm going to definitely watch Rich Eisen do SportsCenter. Definitely.
If I'm awake, the Braves play. We got football on.
Definitely.
I bought a gaming computer, which might arrive today.
You told me about this gaming computer. If I'm getting that set up. So is it it's basically an Xbox or something, but it's a computer.
I got a laptop so I can sit and I can take it wherever I'm going to go and play. But it's.
Did you play Roblox or something?
No. Oh. I play a game called Escape from Tarkov. What is that?
I don't know.
What are you laughing? You don't even know what the game is.
It's an RPG. What are we doing?
It's a FPS.
What?
First person.
What's a shooter?
Shooter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is like an open world thing where you
It's not
are
battle
a
royale.
Guild?
It's a shoot and loot.
Okay,
type of
at
game.
Least at least it's violent, Abe. Thank you. I thought that's why I asked. You playing with Roblox or something? But at least I know
I don't
it's
think
violent.
You need like
At least it's violent, Abe, and you cool with me. All
hey
right.
man,
all
I right. got some dinero for my 40th, and I'm putting to good use.
I'm just glad that you just doing something.
I hope my dad doesn't hear this because I used to have a gaming computer that was old and it broke.
Right.
I haven't had one, and he thought that game. He hated that game.
Why?
I don't know, just because I played it a lot.
And you said you hope he don't.
Because he'll probably be like, you wasted my birthday money on
Abe,
gaming computer.
Abe, you're 40.
I am.
Okay. I respect my mama and everything like that, but my mama can't tell me what to do. I am back grown enough for her not to be able to tell me what to do or tell me what to buy with the money that she gave me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Week 2 of the preseason. Let's discuss it in the No Huddle. Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage brought to you nationally by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO. NFL preseason Week 2. I think all eyes, once again, were on the Cleveland Browns. Dylan Gabriel. A relatively strong performance in this one. The Browns win 22-13 over the Eagles. He was 13 of 18, 143. He did have an interception. It was a pick six. But I think you saw some nice things from Dylan Gabriel, led the offense. But it was some comments post-game, Randy, that got people a little bit twisted up. Here's what he said after the fact.
You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. And my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work.
Well,
that's
I mean,
all we want
to
do.
You kind of understand where the context, where he said he came back and said it wasn't talking about Shadur, it's talking about the media. Who cares? I think this is – and my new phrase of this – for a long time going forward is it really that serious? Because it's not really that serious right now. And I thought Dylan played well. I thought he threw the ball well. I know people are trying to say the interception wasn't his fault. Yes, it was, because he threw the damn ball. It was already a disaster, and he made it a damn catastrophe. Throw the ball away. All right, I know there were two guys in the same zone. That's a disaster. You made a catastrophe by throwing the ball. Throw the damn ball away. And then he had the turnover down in the red zone. But I thought his ball placement is beautiful, man. His anticipation is so good. But neither one of them are going to be the starting quarterback. They will name Joe Flacco the starting quarterback either today or tomorrow, which most of us have already known is going to happen. And you got to move forward.
Okay, but I agree with you about Flacco. And they've kind of outlined their process, and that's fine. Flacco's going to be QB1.
Yes.
100% agree.
Yes.
Who is QB2?
I don't know. I mean, can he pick it as QB2?
I think ideally they wanted Pickett.
Yes. If they keep all four,
here's the question.
They're not going to keep Kenny Pickett to be the third or fourth quarterback. They're keeping Kenny Pickett to be the second quarterback.
Did Dylan Gabriel's performance in this game do anything to change that in your mind?
No.
Is Shadur practice squad?
If they cut. Or do something with Kenny Pickett. If it comes out today that you're hearing they're trying to move Kenny Pickett, then it'll be one of those guys. If Kenny Pickett is on the roster as a week one, and Joe Flacco goes down, he's number two.
Yeah. Is Shadur practice squad?
Nope.
Or do you part ways?
Nope.
You part ways?
No. Keep him active.
You're keeping four?
Yeah. They're going to keep four quarterbacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, we can't.
You can't put Dylan Gabriel or Shadur on a practice squad. Somebody's going to get him.
You could try.
Somebody's
going to
get him.
You can always pull him up. You don't have to let him walk.
If they release, because you got to release him to put him on practice squad.
Oh, even in season?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you're
somebody's going to get him.
Why'd you draft two quarterbacks?
Exactly.
And then bring Kenny Pickett aboard.
Exactly.
And then sign Huntley, right?
Yes.
They got a pro bowler ready. And let's see, a couple other performances. Packers-Colts. Packers win 23-19. Daniel Jones, 7 of 11, 101 yards. Anthony Richardson, 6 of 11, 73 yards.
I thought he played a little bit better. He thought he played well in
than
the pocket.
Jones or than he did
than
his
he
first
did in the
week.
Previous
yeah.
week. That's what
but I'm, I, it no. sounds like by some comments made by Shane Steichen that Daniel Jones is probably the guy based on running the offense and knowledge and different things.
Yes.
It's not good. That's not
no,
good.
No, because they want Anthony. They want him. I can't remember how to call him Anthony Hamilton. They want him to win the. They want him to win the job. But I mean, I think it's gonna come down to this third game because they're both gonna play in it, and so I think whoever plays better in this game is gonna get the week one nod. But I promise you this: whoever is the starter, the other guy's gonna play because they're just not that good.
Rams beat the Chargers 23-22.
Stetson
Bennett plays the entire game, 28 of 40, 324 yards, 3 touchdowns. Did have an interception. Essentially a walk-off. Essentially a game-winning walk-off touchdown from Stetson. And I got to be honest, Randy, I think I'm going with him over Jimmy G as backup. Right?
I do, too.
Right?
I do, too. I love – and they're going to hopefully get staff back this week to practice and everything like that. And hopefully –
we're going
to
hope his back responds better.
No, your back is not going to respond
better.
It's
not a good comment.
What they're going to try to do, and this is what it is, that thing will get shot up all year because you're telling – I mean, that's just where it is. Matt Stafford is one of the toughest – quarterbacks in the National Football League, and he put a lot of – Detroit put some hard years on him, some long years on him, and it's coming back. You're back, a 30-year-old quarterback back does not get better during the season.
I don't think a lot of people necessarily look at Stetson Bennett as beating out Jimmy G initially.
I don't know.
Before this all started.
But did you see the play, though, when the D-tackle for the Chargers drops back into coverage, picks off Stetson, and is rumbling down the sideline, and Stetson's trying to – like, Stetson, get out the way. I love the fact you threw your body in there and everything. Get your ass out of the way,
Stetson. I saw Easton Stick try and run after the dude,
you know,
too.
Do you see this 300-pound monster running with this football and then his boys with him? But, yeah, I think Stetson should be the backup.
49ers beat the Raiders, but Ashton Jeanty with a nice little appearance, including this one.
Ashton, single back set. They're going to give it to him again. He's going to try to bounce outside and get a push. Did he have enough to get in? The ball comes out. The ball comes out. Is it a touchdown or not? We're waiting on the call.
It was a touchdown.
It is a touchdown from the side judge here. Ashton Jeanty, his first touchdown in this building as a member of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, he also straight trucked a dude in the open field.
Gave him that work.
Yeah, and so I think – you remember last week we were like, Ashton Jeanty didn't look that good in the NFL. I'm like, all right, man, sure.
Well, just watch the play. And if you know football, you know why. As soon as he got a handoff, they were sitting in his damn lap. Seattle was sitting right in his lap every time he got the football.
He trucked a dude in the open field at the NFL level. I think he's going to be fine. And then late last night, we talked about it briefly, 38-0. Caleb Williams looked pretty darn good.
At the Buffalo 36, Dahlman sends it back in the shotgun as a clean pocket throws. Zacchaeus caught, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown Bears! 36 yards! And the Bears strike. They lead it 6-0.
Great play call. Great awareness by him on the Zampezi route to hit Zacchaeus coming across.
Yeah.
I thought he played good. And I think that when you look at what Ben Johnson just said, he's put a lot of good days together. And at first, they were trying to overload him with so much stuff. And now he's like, okay, I see what this kid can manage and everything. But I thought, yeah, that was a really good performance by him the first one.
Real quick, Jackson Dart looked really nice, 14-16, a touchdown throwing, a touchdown running. It's still Russell Wilson's job. They made that clear.
Yes.
He looked very good, though, in this game.
Yes.
And then, am I crazy? And, Bo, I can't see you with the glare, but thumbs up, thumbs down. Tyler Shuck, 9-12. Spencer Rattler, 18-24. Am I crazy for thinking Rattler's winning that job?
I think so. I think Spencer Rattler's going to be the quarterback.
That's what's happening.
Okay, I saw Shuck, and I get that, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure that
this is Spencer Rattler's job, in my opinion. Yes, I don't necessarily know if that's a good thing. They end that game in a tie. There you go. A lot of people were like, get within 72, 73, let Cam Little have another go at it. I'm like, all right, man, just end the game. What are we doing here? All right, that's your NFL no huddle. Again, a lot going on in college football. We want to get to news and notes coming your way and back page with Bo to wrap the hour. It's the Midday Show. Abe and Randy on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Fresh like,
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back in, Midday Show. Randy McMichael, Abe Gordon in here for Andy today. Andy's going to be back, just out there celebrating a couple of personal events there. Yeah, well, happy to fill in. And
happy anniversary.
I guess we already mentioned
him. Him and his main gal, and then happy birthday to the little mama. So, yeah, busy day, man.
I messaged Ashley. I can't believe it's already 5.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
So,
man, good for them, man. Good for them. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going strictly because Big Hugh just tweeted this out.
Oh, no.
Somebody, this girl paid $2,000 for Chris Brown to take her drawers off of her at a meet and greet. And I say to myself.
Wait, hold on.
Self, what the hell is wrong with people?
Wait, hold on. She paid?
That's what Hugh did.
$2,000?
A fan reportedly paid Chris Brown $2,000 to take her drawers off. At a meet and greet.
She paid him to get naked in front of
not
him.
Not naked, just take her drawers off.
Does she have a second pair on? I assume she's naked.
At least
bottom half.
She's wearing a skirt.
Naked means nothing to me. Naked is naked.
I guess I'm trying to figure out
just
why.
It's a public meet and greet in front of like everybody.
But I'm saying, people are paying Chris Brown to take your drawers off. Like, you bigger than big when somebody pay you to take their drawers, not sleep with them. Take the drawers off.
I'm still confused. Does he have to keep them for the $2,000? Why not just do it without the money? Why not just strip down in public?
Pictures of him taking her drawers off. That's what it was for.
Yeah. Ape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. B48.
I didn't know there was a picture involved.
Yeah, B48. But no, I don't understand this meet and greet stuff because I saw a lot of weirdness, and it's been because Hugh Douglas is tweeted it out that these people go crazy for this brother. That it's all. $1,000 for him to hug you, a frontal hug, and have his hands grabbing your cheeks. Like, really?
Bro, it's crazy. Chris Brown has two dates coming up at Truist Park. I didn't know people were going to see Chris Brown.
Oh, Chris Brown big.
But two?
Yeah, man, Chris Brown's so big.
40,000 capacity stadium.
He's that big.
Is he allowed to turn down the offer?
I don't know.
Like?
I don't know. Like, I'm not paying $2,000 to see nobody. You know what I mean?
Like, well, this is the nude beach argument. Like, you can't just take $1,000 to grab anyone's cheeks.
Yeah,
because it might be cheeks you don't want to grab.
But no, what I'm saying, he's grabbing all cheeks. All right, you give him his money to meet and greet. And I'm sure the prices vary on how raunchy you want it to be. Outside of being somebody might go to jail about. But yeah, I mean, I like
I'm trying
Chris
to
Brown,
do the math
but
here.
I don't think there's anybody on this planet that I would pay to go just take a picture with.
You're probably getting a new fan every 45 seconds to a minute. Huh? Like, you could make $60,000
no,
in an hour.
Easily.
Like,
easily.
Just grabbing cheeks.
Yes. A cheek grabber can get you 60 grand. And it's legal because they want you to grab their cheeks.
It's all above board. I imagine there's some sort of something that might need to be signed.
Yeah, man.
Fingerprinted.
I don't know, man. But all I'm saying is cheek grabbing is lucrative.
What do you think I could charge?
Charge to do what, eh? I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Well, I can't charge a thousand.
That was very wrong of me to do
that. I can't charge a thousand.
All right, what are you doing?
Let's just stick with the... I'm not going to do anything crazy, so let's stick with the cheek grab.
Okay, so women are paying you to grab their cheeks.
I guess.
I mean, Abe, how strong are your hands? I mean, I don't know, Abe.
Can I 100?
So, all right, so this is what we need to do. We need to put this to
if he's making 60,000, I can make 6,000.
No, you can't, Abe. Well, okay. We're gonna do it like this.
That means less than 100.
Abe, because I think low key you a player. I think
I am not.
I think you don't.
What
want,
is it? You I, and Hugh
I,
both
I,
say
I,
that.
I just don't think you want everybody in your business. And I'm fine with that. I think that we can get $50. Now, are we discriminating? Are we discriminating?
It's just a grab.
No. I'm saying men can get grabbed too.
If they want,
okay.
Oh, I can upcharge them though.
Okay,
I can upcharge them.
I mean, because we have listeners who are men and women, so we understand that. Now we got to, because this is your biggest platform now to get it out there. Well,
we're not actually setting a booth up here.
That's what I'm saying. This is all hypothetical. Oh, okay. Never mind. Because I'm like, Bo, we got to get this. We got to go to corporate and see if we can get this approved. We got to go to corporate and see if we can get it approved.
Caller number 5, you get 1-3-1.
Yeah. Abe's grabbing cheeks on Peachtree. And there we go, right there. We can set up a booth right outside Colony Square. Abe's grabbing cheeks on
Peachtree. Even at $50, that's $3,000 in an hour.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Do you know how many hours it takes me to make $3,000 here?
No, I don't want to.
All right, let's talk some college football. One of the problems with setting this all up is that I'm actually busy on Saturdays because college football game time is coming back at your home. For live college football coverage right here in Atlanta. Starting this Saturday, 8 a.m., we're going on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Myself, John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Garrett Chapman, setting the stage for all the big matchups.
This weekend?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Are we all the way back, baby?
On the air, Randy. Not only college football game time, but we have a doubleheader. Iowa State facing Kansas State at 11:30. That's a top 25 preseason matchup,
love
Randy.
Love it.
Fresno State at 6, all on Saturday, Sports Radio.
This is week zero, right?
92.9 The Game. That's
week,
right.
Week
yeah.
zero.
Like, this is it.
Okay.
It's here.
It's here, man.
Like, my Saturdays are – I can no longer sleep in. I can no longer – it's really not about sleeping in. It's really about naps.
Yes.
Like, naps on Saturdays are now gone.
Dude, there's nothing
They're
like
gone.
A good old, like halftime to third quarter, because all I need is to knock the tide off. Like, I don't need to go into a complete nap.
I was going
to
say.
I just need to knock that tide off.
Sometimes, and I'll say it quietly so all the people won't call me out, but sometimes that noon slate isn't great.
Yes, that's true.
And sometimes the one good game is a blowout.
Yes.
And I might take a nap to start at halftime of that
all
new
right,
game.
So we got something real quick. We were talking about Matt Stafford at practice. Video just comes out in full pads.
Yeah, but how's his back going to respond?
How's his back going to respond? That's going to be the biggest thing. It's always, but it's not usually in the motion of it's like.
The way he said it, I'm like, well, his back's not going to respond any better than it did a week ago.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good to say that.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I don't know.
He is at practice.
Michigan is going to appeal NCAA penalties. They said they're being hit with unprecedented fines. They claim the decision made fundamental errors interpreting the NCAA bylaws, and there's a lack of evidence. I'm going to be honest, Randy. I thought, and I get it was a lot of money. I get there's an extra game suspension.
Yes.
I thought they got off quite easy. I thought avoiding a postseason ban was important.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're now pushing the envelope here.
Just deal with it. Just take the penalty because y'all should have – I mean, I don't believe in stripping championships and all that thing. There's never been – you know, because the actual work was done.
I guess the question is there a downside to the appeal?
I don't understand it.
Like, can it get, can the Can
the money come down? No, I don't think they can add on because they're mad because they appealed.
That was the other thing. No. Can they like faux appeal, not fake appeal, but like start an appeal and then they like go through some sort of mediation where they're like, all right, we'll pay you 15 mil, not 20 mil. And then we'll drop the appeal. And that's that. All sides agree.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe. I don't know. It just felt like you got off relatively okay.
Right.
And I would have just accepted that, but that's just me. The Big Ten floating the idea of a 24 or 28 team college football playoff. No conference title games. A lot of auto bids.
Yeah, so they're basically what they're saying. They get 7. SEC gets 7. I think
5-5.
5-5 and then 4-2 or something like that.
Yeah,
Notre Dame's included in the two.
Two?
Yes, independent.
Two at-large. I don't think that's enough at-large bids, but yes. I guess if you're taking 5-7, whatever.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, and this is like – and this is a negotiating tactic, and we don't get political on the show, but this is something Congress does just in general, like all – not either denomination, just Congress in general. If you present an idea so bad that people are now okay accepting what you originally wanted.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
They're presenting an idea so dumb that people can be like, 16 teams, huh?
Yes.
That's not that bad. I think we can manage that. That's how I viewed this. It's like we're going way over the top with a bad idea so you can now think that our bad idea originally is a less bad idea.
Yes. But that's all this is. And this is I saw it yesterday what Pete Thamel was talking about it. And basically, it's in the infancy stage. But I'm right there, which I think is one of those things where, okay, that was dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back with the original process.
Yeah,
that's all that is.
A couple of starting quarterback announcements here. Tennessee, as expected, at least as far as I'm concerned, the UCLA transfer, Joey Aguilar, they named him as their starting quarterback. Obviously, kind of a trade, essentially, from Nico and Joey. And just a couple of minutes ago, Ohio State names Julian Sayin as their starting quarterback. Not surprised.
No.
I think he was always the guy to beat out for that job. I think he's the guy with the highest ceiling. And he's got to get ready quick because Texas is coming.
Because there's no preseason, you got to hit the ground running. And so I guess they look at him as the guy that because they still got a week to get prepared.
Let me help you out. Throw it to Jeremiah Williams. Can I help you out?
Yeah.
I know I'm not the offensive coordinator.
But that seems like that would be pretty easy thing to think of, right?
Throw it to that guy.
I thought it would be pretty easy. Also, Auburn is going to retire Cam Newton's jersey.
Yes.
Yes. Auburn.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise.
It's a surprise it took this long, I guess.
I agree with that. But, yeah, so Cam Newton will get that jersey, number two, retired after one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen.
I do have one more story. It just because it's kind of funny. Arch Manning not on the Manning Award watch list.
It's kind of funny.
And Archie had to come out and said their list will be reviewed in October.
Yes.
And so I guess a three-pronged attack here. Is it oversight on the watch list's part? Are they being overly critical because of the family name? Or is it fair that he's not on it to start the year?
I think they just forgot.
I think it was just total oversight. They totally missed it.
You think they forgot Arch Manning?
I think they just totally missed it. It's the only explanation.
Is his name Arch?
You mean like as opposed to like properly named Archie?
Yeah. Obviously he named up his grandfather, but they just named him Arch or is he Archie? I don't know why it just popped in my head. Like, is he Arch?
Can I interest you in neither?
Oh, what's his name?
It's such an old name.
Is it? Because his dad's Cooper's his dad.
Yeah. No, it's along the Arch line of thinking.
Archibald?
Archibald.
Oh, okay.
Archibald Charles Manning.
Oh, man. That don't sound like a damn Republican senator name.
I mean.
Archibald.
Archibald Charles Manning's got O.M. money, bro.
Yes. That is a
like
money
for
name.
Sure.
That is a money name. All right. And so, okay, Archibald.
I think they just totally forgot. I think they went and started with a list and never even put his name there. I don't believe that. So what? But it doesn't make sense to be critical because of the family name.
But why? Or is it a base of how much you played the previous year that you get on there? Maybe he didn't have enough snaps.
Is Gunnar Stockton on the list?
I don't know.
I mean, I think there's going to be so many quarterbacks that got less time than Arch did that are probably on the list.
Oh, I don't know.
Dante Moore at Oregon on the list. Like,
I know this though. Arch. I mean, old Gunner. Gunner got a new truck. Saw the picture. It's very nice. It's a very nice pickup truck.
All right. Uh-oh. When we come back, we got the back page.
We'll find out. Automatic windows. Uh oh. He's lost his edge. All right. Gunnar Stockton's lost his edge. Got a new truck.
Do you remember having to roll down the far side window?
Yes. I had to reach over there and do that? Yes.
You got long arms, man. What about me?
Hey, man.
A seatbelt digging into my side?
I'm just telling you. Right, no, you were kind of too easy on this cheek grabbing thing. Like, you down? And we can get corporate to approve it.
Wait, what are you, starting to get offers?
Yeah.
We might have to do an accounting moment in this break and figure out how much. All right, when we come back, back page with Bo Johnson, Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, hour number two. Andy and Randy, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Abe Gordon in for Bunk today. He's going to be back, and when he does, he'll have an opportunity to remind you that Cutdown Day is coming. But Sports Radio 92.9 the Game is celebrating Cutdown Day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. On August 27th, 4 p.m., when the pro football cut deadline hits, we're going to give one lucky listener a Rolux Reel mower, chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, go to 92.9thegame.com. Randy, you want to hit the mic on button?
Mike,
there
didn't
you go.
I'm trying to think, because I saw Sam Crenshaw, and obviously he does a lot with the high school. And I'm trying to think, wasn't it a couple years ago that we were like, if your team played this weekend or was playing or something, did we give a shout out? I think we did. We did do something, didn't we, Bo? Because I was thinking about it because I know you had called the game. How'd it go this weekend?
It went well.
We're good.
Yeah. I listened a lot.
It was actually one of the pretty good games that we got over the weekend.
We choked
it,
Bo.
Not a whole lot of scoring.
Right.
You did have your opportunities.
We choked it.
Did have lots of opportunities.
Couldn't punch it in, man. Right. Goal line stands. They choked it.
Okay.
Could have beaten Pius.
That would have been a big win for Dunwoody.
For me, back from when I was there, that used to be a decent rivalry.
Okay.
Us and Pius, us and Marist.
No more?
I don't know who they consider. Well, there's so much changes in classification
and all that.
Right. You never know. But
I saw a Peach County one.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, I saw Peach County. That's all that matters.
It's all right, dog.
I was amped, too.
I was listening. A lot of stuff went wrong.
Hey, how many times are you going to say amped today?
How many times?
That's like six, right?
Is it?
It's like six, man. I'm on the amp count today. But your amp more, because you were pumped when you first started doing this. And I never meant for you to stop saying pumped. I just always asking why. But now you're amped today. That's cool. You're amped. You got your energy drink. That's that purple drink.
This one's a monster.
That's the one that's in the office?
One of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's also some NOS grape.
Is it cold?
Yes, I put it in the fridge a couple days ago.
Okay. I'm just making sure. All right, no problem.
That's what the
you got the koozie under. Never seen an energy drink with a koozie.
It's just to prevent any. I mean, there's already plenty of drink rings here. Obviously,
exactly. That's why I was hoping. You know? I was hoping again because that was one of the greatest things since I've been knowing you that I was like, hell yeah, Abe.
I'm a nice person.
The fact that you got violent video games, I love it because it's just because you. I don't like my kids playing them, but because I needed you to do something violent. And then the fact is that you called that man out for that damn water. It was so great. It was the greatest thing ever.
No one likes cleaning.
No, but it was the greatest thing ever.
Let's go ahead.
Especially behind other grown-ups.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good. let's go ahead and start the back page because I do want to talk about the call for the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic that our guy had. Let's welcome in Bo Johnson, the back page. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Before we get into the Corky Kell, let's talk about what happened yesterday. So we had games 3 and 4 of the young Lady Blue Devil middle school season. Hey, we got a tie.
There we go. Least.
You know, so we're working
our
way towards
there. There we go.
Look, it's going to be some lumps. Mostly sixth graders playing against seventh and eighth graders. And, you know. We had one tie, we had one blowout. But the word of the day for middle school softball, you're not going to win if you don't catch the ball. So we got some kinks to work out. That's why we have practices too. This weekend we have two more games at Norcross High School, but they're a lot earlier in the day. I think we have like a 1:30 kick and a 2:15 or a 2-something kick, something like that. So it'll be very hot, I think. But earlier in the day for anybody that wants to come out. So Saturday afternoon, the Dunwoody Wildcats versus the St. Pius Golden Lions. And look, man, Dunwoody had so many opportunities, Abe, to win this game had they been able to capitalize on getting into the red zone early. Two out of their first three possessions, they made it into the red zone. They could not punch the ball in either time. Here is one of the plays on their second possession that got them down into inside the 10-yard line. Pass, or he fakes the pass to Irastorza. Pass is going to be down the field.
To Bradley Stevens,
number one. He's going to take it all the way down. Where did he get tripped up? It looks like he got tripped up around the 9-yard line. Let's see where they're going to mark it. He got tripped up around the 9, fell forward to about the 6 or 5. Oh, yeah, they're going to give him a nice little spot to about the 7-yard line, it looks like. Maybe even the 6. Big play there.
Big chunk play there by Dunwoody.
Who's that with you?
That was Dom Shirosky.
Oh, Dom. Oh, really? Okay.
Dom sounded great. You guys were awesome.
Good job, man.
I listened to the first quarter, and then I took, as we mentioned, Randy, a nap on Saturday. But then I caught almost the entire second half as well. So it was a good game. You guys had an outstanding call. I lined it up with the internet stream of the game. And, yeah. Just a lot of fourth and short got stuffed.
A lot of fourth and shorts and
a
late pick.
Yeah. Well. That was bad. That was a really bad throw. One of the guys laid some lumber though, and you and Dom went crazy about it. It was a big hit.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Well, I mean, they still allow big hits in football.
You guys had a fun call though. I appreciate you guys, and that was a good listen.
Speaking of fun calls, we don't play too much play by play from other baseball teams because hell, I hardly ever get to play play by play from our baseball team. But this is one that you can, you know, when you're listening to radio play by play, you want to be able to close your eyes and envision what's happening on the field.
Okay.
And on TV, they don't talk about or show when, you know, idiot fans run onto the field because they don't want to give them their 15 seconds in the spotlight. But on radio, it's a little bit different.
And then a run comes in, and now a fan has run on the field. The fan is running across the back of the mound. Security is surrounding him. This fan is running towards center field. One security guard, two security guard, one guy goes down. Now the guy is tackled in shallow center field. The black jerseys, the guards surround him. And that individual, I hope you had a fun ride because it is going to be a long night for you, my friend.
How about that call?
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, that all started with Kevin Harlan, right?
Yes. On
the guy is drunk. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. I mean, we've also had the instances where they called a squirrel running a touchdown in.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys remember that one.
Yes.
There's some. The thing is, if you're gonna go into that call, Bo, and you're gonna like play by play someone running across the field, it needs to live. Like them running needs to have a little bit of a lifespan.
Yes.
They can't get tackled as soon as you're like, there's someone on the field, and there he goes.
There's definitely lots of movement, lots of guys chasing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
nice finish.
That's
a couple of cuts. Make one of the security guys look unathletic.
My thing is, like, how do y'all – I just don't understand, what are you hoping to gain? I'm like, you're going to jail. Probably never be able to come back in.
Yeah, a lot of times these days, they're like political statements written across somebody's chest that you can't even read by the time they get –
But I'm just telling
you – Crypto. Some crypto,
like,
probably.
And there's certain people – like, there's – like, I've been obviously playing in so many stadiums that I have. You could always tell which yellow jacket person want that smoke, and they are just waiting for somebody to jump down. Like, I saw one, and we had one in San Diego. I'm talking about, like, that was the best tackle of the game. It was form. It was like arrows through snow. Dude wasn't even looking. And you just heard the whole stadium go, boo! And we gave the dude applause.
A couple of things. In Cleveland, they hold a pregame routine where one of the security guys is essentially the rabbit.
Yeah.
They do a practice. Like,
streaker, cool.
They do streaker practice.
They got to do rehearsals, yeah.
And it gets recorded and put on social media. It's always funny. It's always around like 12:15, 12:30 before the game. I always appreciate that. And then there's also one more famous video of a security guy standing there, and he knows that the lady's going to go.
Yes.
And she takes one step.
Waiting.
Barely gets over the fence,
yes.
And he's on her. And
yes.
I'm like, that dude is doing his job, man. Straight profiling, ready to go. It's awesome.
There's a pretty good one from a couple years ago at Truist Park, too, where a guy just gets freaking shoulder tackled into the concrete behind home plate.
Yes. It looks like it.
It's also always great when a player takes it out.
What are you thinking?
So something I didn't mention when I was talking about the Devils, something pretty cool that we're doing this season. Do y'all both know what Game Changer is?
Yes.
So – yeah, I'm sure y'all have used Game Changer in the past. I upped the money and I paid for Game Changer this season. So we're using it now, and it actually keeps stats on your games because you keep score on the Game Changer
right.
as opposed to doing it in a scorebook. So we've kind of jumped into modern-day technology. So, you know, we haven't gotten a win. We did get a tie. But the season's not been a loss. So Juice Johnson's stats are the first four games of the season. She's hitting .400 with four walks, four stolen bases,
there we go.
1.067 OPS, and a 67 on-base percentage. It's just cool to go on the app and see stats like that. But, yeah, man.
Have you ever gotten into it with somebody's bookkeeper before?
Not necessarily a bookkeeper. The only times things like that happen with me, I will have a bookkeeper shout at me that a team is batting out of order.
Right.
And then for some reason, there's a bunch of confusion. So we're allowed to pinch run at all times for pitchers and catchers.
Yeah, because last time I was there, Juice became the pinch runner. Right.
So it's always confusion for some reason of who it is that's supposed to pinch run. It's the last recorded out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people want to try to throw the last at-bat up there or the last whatever. So that's really the only times. We don't ever have serious discussions with other teams' books.
I was at a game where you did.
There was one that
I was at a game.
It was somebody batting out of order, I think, right?
Well, no. The game I was at, whoever was running the scoreboard, the actual board, didn't put a run up for like two batters. And all of the moms, Randy, were like, it should say blah, blah.
Oh, God,
I forgot. Yeah. 6-5 or 5-2. Whatever it should have said, they were going nuts. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, they'll get to it eventually. Like, we all know the score. It's not double digits yet. We can count to 5 or 6. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's something that in a lot of our county parks, a lot of the scoreboards don't even work. So we're used to keeping score in a book or on Game Changer. So, yeah, the scoreboard doesn't matter most of the time, but you do want to get a visual.
Well, the other thing is you were also capped with the runs. So, like, you just added the maximum number for inning. It wasn't that hard to keep track in the early innings. So
speaking of innings, Victor Robles now plays for the Seattle Mariners in one of their minor league organizations, and he had himself an inning over the weekend.
And the first pitch from Estes. Swung on and fouled off on a pitch that hit him. He picks up the bat and throws it at Estes. He's been tossed. He is yelling at Joey Estes, and now he runs towards the mound.
Victor Robles picks up his bat,
So he kind of gets hit. I couldn't tell where exactly he got hit, but it was near the head area.
Right.
And then it's fouled off the bat. Picks up the bat and freaking hurls it at the pitcher.
Yeah.
Like boomerang style, in
love
over
it.
In.
Love it.
From the end. Oh,
love
yeah,
it.
Man. It was freaking
love
quickly
it.
Ejected.
More people need to do that.
Throw the bat at the pitcher?
Yes.
I don't know. You think?
Yes.
I would rather just see him charge the mound. Don't. Why you got to throw the bat at somebody?
Because it's hard to get a good lick when you charge the mound because the catcher.
Well, it hardly ever happens.
Because the catcher might come and grab you before you get to him. Let that thing fly.
I'm watching it now. The catcher's not even paying attention.
Yeah.
He bent down to pick up the ball as Robles threw the bat. So as Robles starts to kind of walk towards the mound, it's the umpire and his own teammate that's kind of in the way. The catcher is not helping out at all. Because you're right, Randy. And by the way, the better way to handle this, which is always my favorite, it doesn't happen nearly enough. Calmly walk to first, take your lead, and then charge the mound from first base.
I agree.
That's if you can remain calm for a second. Take first base like everything's normal, and then charge from first, never get stopped.
Dude, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you're going to be called out.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose the base runner.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because typically when you charge the mound and get ejected, you're going to still have a base runner because you got hit by a pitch
right.
in most cases. So maybe if you got a lead, I don't know.
I ain't think about strategy at that point.
Yeah, like if you're that red hot.
But by the time all that happens, you're probably not going to be that red hot anymore.
He threw that damn bat straight at him, man.
Yeah, he did. And then went after him.
The catcher still ain't done nothing. Yeah, I would have threw the bat. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, dog. And then he throws everything on the field.
Yeah, yeah. He makes a mess of it. It turns on
awesome.
It. Appreciate it, Bo. All right. Coming back, final hour already here on the Midday Show. We'll talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Falcons coming off of Friday's preseason game and kind of what we need to see, hopefully, in the third preseason game and what this week of practice might look like. All that coming your way next. Abe in for Andy on the Midday Show with Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.